From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Regional officials in Afghanistan say the Taliban has kidnapped at least 17 passengers from a bus in the northern province of the country late Wednesday. VOA reporter Aisha Tanzim is in the region.
These 17 passengers were all local residents of the Balkhab district in the Saraipul province, and they were just going from their district to the provincial capital when along the way they were interrupted and kidnapped by the Taliban. While the local elders are negotiating for the release, the relatives are of course really worried.
This is the second mass kidnapping in a week by the Afghan Taliban. 200 people were taken earlier this week by insurgents who set up illegal checkpoints on a highway in the northern Kunduz province. Some were later released, but at least 17 were executed. Somali officials say security forces have killed the gunman who attacked a popular Mogadishu hotel, bringing the death toll from the assault to 24. The country's security minister tells VOA Somali that security forces killed the three gunmen during a shootout in the Ambassador Hotel Thursday morning and rescued 57 hostages the gunmen had held overnight. Being held among them was this man. He says he screamed for help as many people were buried in the rubble and begging for help. The insurgency Al-Shabaab again has claimed responsibility. Somali officials meantime say a senior Al-Shabaab commander, Mohammed Muhammad Ali, also known as Dulia Dane, was killed in a military operation this week. The late commander is believed to have masterminded the April 2015 attack on Kenya's Garissa University College that killed 148 people, mostly students, leaving them shocked. This is VOA News. In Syria, besieged rebel towns of Daraya and Mawadamaya near Damascus have received aid convoys, one of them for the first time in 4 years. The International Committee of the Red Cross said it contained medicines, vaccines, baby formula, and nutritional items for children. John Kirby is a U.S. State Department spokesman.
The United States is pleased to see that the United Nations, the ICRC, and the Syrian Red Crescent have confirmed the ground delivery of some humanitarian assistance. Ground delivery remains the most effective means to providing aid to all besieged communities. We've said that before. While this delivery today is an important step, it is far from sufficient to providing the kind of relief to the hundreds of thousands of Syrian people who are in need.
Kirby said the United States will take up the matter of the World Food Program and delivered airdrops to some 13 besieged areas when the UN Security Council meets on Friday. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate, AQIM, has claimed responsibility for attacks on UN peacekeepers in Mali on Wednesday that left 4 people dead, including a Chinese peacekeeper. The attacks targeted a UN demining unit and an MINUS MA base in the northern city of Gao. This French soldier says a vehicle rammed the security perimeter of the UN base used by Chinese military engineers, causing a detonation. At least 3 other Chinese personnel were also wounded. In Iraq, a military assault on the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah has reportedly stalled as a result of stiff resistance by IS defenders, as well as concern for civilians trapped inside the city by the fighting. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the final stage of the liberation of the city is underway, and he urges civilians to stay in their homes or make use of safe exit that the army has guaranteed. An estimated 50,000 soldiers, including some 20,000 children, are believed still trapped in the city, suffering from what aid agencies and the United Nations say is food deprivation. The United States is taking action to block North Korea's access to global financial systems because of its nuclear and missile programs. The Treasury Department on Wednesday designated Pyongyang as a primary money laundering concern aimed at continuing its illicit weapons programs and destabilizing activities. The United States is urging other countries to take similar steps. The U.S. birth rate continues to decline in teenagers and young women. A record low number of teenagers and women in their 20s gave birth in the United States in 2015, according to new government data released on Thursday. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.